You could even say that Shabbos is rachim on you, that Shri Rachman is on you. You even say Hashem Shav Rachman is on you. It is not called you being mitzayed him on Shabbos. And put him included into Chol Yisrael. Rashi b'teich Chol Yisrael, shemeteich shakol v'macherim filosin nishmas b'zchus and shirabim. Whenever you daven for Chol Yisrael, you always say other b'shar Chol Yisrael. B'zchus shirabim, he'll be instant. We have Yisrael hamokim rachim lecha b'seich Chol Yisrael. That's the way he's supposed to say it. B'seich Chol Yisrael. Shavnoi ish rishlein v'chnisosirei mishalom. When he went into Mamata Chol on Shabbos, he just said shalom. When he went out, I'm there, Shabbos him, Lizak, means Shabbos him, now I'm supposed to rest from like crying, from davening the heart, or a full cry of love. Rachim am Rubin, Shabbat him, Shalom. Means Rashi, Shabbat him, Shalom means Nucha, Shabbat him, Shalom. You should have rest on Shabbos, Shalom means that the Nucha Shabbos should have Shalom. Kaman Nazar, the Hodi Yamar Bechanina, Mish Yesh Techilah Batech Beisah, Tzorech Shiavena Batechilah Yisrael, you have somebody that's sick and you daven for him, you should daven with him, Besoich, Shachol Yisrael, don't only say his name, but say Besoich Shachol Yisrael, command for Yosi, like Rav Yosi we had before. You're supposed to mention Besoich Shachol Yisrael, so since you are it helps him. The Yom Rabbi Chanina, Bekushi Yatiu Lachem Avelim Vatachilim B'Shabbos. Bekushim is a very hard Shachom to be mati you to go to your Menachem Mobile and Vatachilim on Shabbos. Because it's not such a nice daf. Mabat Yechaylom is Eshi Mitzrayim. Gefort, he's Bitzar, you're Bitzar. It's not so nice to do it on Shabbos. But Nachum Mabel also, since he's Bitzar and you're going to be Bitzar there, Shabbos is supposed to be the Simcha. The Kushe, they're going to ask you to do it. So you're allowed to do it. But Kol Pon and Malach is brought down, though, the Mishvura Tain is another place and say, it's not nice people the whole week, they don't give Nachum Mabel, they don't give Mabat Yechaylom. The one day a week on Shabbos, they leave to go to Mabat Yechaylom. That's not nice. It's only a hetter b'kushi. If you have to, you can't have no other race, you let it go on Shabbos. But about the Ikirat Din is to go with Menachem Mobile on the middle of the week, and to go with Mavata Chol in the middle of the weekday. Then you can feel bad for him, and talk to him about his Torahs, and daven for him hard. That's the Ikir Mitzvah. On Shabbos, you can't do this. So b'kushi, they're mati to do it.
Yom of Yud Beis and the Beis, Rabbi Mavaka Chela on Shabbos. What is supposed to say? The top it says, Shavnoi Yishushlayim B'chnisosei on top. Omer Sholem. When he first went in on Shabbos to Chela, he said Sholem. When he went out, Omer Shabbos he melizik. It's Shabbos. I can't scream like daven very hard now on Shabbos. Rufua Krei Velovei. But Rufua doesn't come by itself. Rachma Merubim. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has a lot of Rachmonis. The Shiftei B'Sholem, and you should rest on Shalem, the Menucha, that should be B'Sholem for you. So the more command Naz Lahod Yamar Rabbi Chanino, Mishyesh Techol B'Tech Beis, Tzorach Shiav Reno B'Tech Chol Yisrael, if you have a Chol in your house and you'd want a daven for him, even in the middle of the week, you should say B'Shoich, Shar Chol Yamar Yisrael, his command to Rabbi Yosi. That's a schus for him, like the Tap Rashi, Shemeterach Shekol on Imho Acherim, Tfilos and Nishmas, B'Schus on Sharabim. If you say the Chayla's name, B'Terech Shachol Yamach Yisrael, it's a Schos HaRabim, that will be have a refuah. V'yam Rav Chanina, B'Kushi Yatiru Menachem Avelim Mavaka Chaylam B'Shabbos. B'Kushi, very hard, they will mount you to go to Menachem Avel on Shabbos and to Mavaka Chaylam. So he said, Alokhu, it's Muta, but it's not nice just to go to Mavaka Chaylam on Shabbos. You should go in the middle of the week there, that should be Yika, B'Kha Chaylam. But B'Kha Chaylam is Ein Loi, you go every single day, a few times a day. So even on Shabbos, they're also not you to go. Omer Rabba Bar Bachana, ki avi yazlinam basad Rebbe Lezer, l'shiyulei betficha. When you used to follow him to go in to ask the chayla how you're feeling. L'shiyulei means to ask, betficha as a trasha means b'chayla. Zim the nomai, he went in on Shabbos, sometimes he said, hamokem yifkidecha, l'sholem. Hashem should remember you, b'sholem. Zim the nomalei, rachmona yet kirinach l'sholem. He said it b'loshin aramik. That Rachmona, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yatirena, should remember you, L'Sholem, to give you Sholem. For the more the Kasha, Heichar, Ovid Hochi, how did he say, B'Loshin Arami, Romer Rabbi Yehuda, L'Yoylam, Al Yishol, L'Odam, Tzurocha, B'Loshin Arami. When you daven to Hashem to ask about Kosha, you should not talk in L'Loshin Arami. V'Yomer Rabbi Yechinen, Kol Hashel, Tzurocha, B'Loshin Arami, whoever asks, B'Loshin Arami is the Klal, Ein Malachi Asharot, Neskokkin Loi. The Malchei Asharis Poshet means they don't understand Lashon Aramic, and they don't help you. They don't bring, the Mar says, Shein Malchei Asharis Makirim B'Lashon Aramic. because Malchei Hashoros are not makir, don't know this Lashon of Lashon Aramaic. And first of the pshat is, when we dive into Hashem, how do we get our tefillahs to go up to come in front of Hashem? That's the malachim, they hear like the tefillahs here, and they bring it up to Hashem. We need malachim to take the tefillahs up. So if the malachim don't understand Lashon Aramaic, they don't take the tefillah up, you shouldn't dive up Lashon Aramaic. What? Yeah, certain tefillahs we say, we'll soon see why. And Gemara, a teret shani chaylo, when you say a bakosh in front of a chaylo, a dav in front of a chaylo, to shchini moi. A Kodesh Baruch himself is in front of the chaylo. And when you have the Eibush to there, then you don't need the Malchi Asharis. So a Kodesh Baruch who understands Lashon Aramaic, then you can daven. Yomar Rav Onan Amarav, minayin she shchino soya dem es a chaylo, how do we make like a Kodesh Baruch himself is hoping up, is standing next to the chaylo, Shinema, the pasuk says, Hashem Yisodenu, Hashem is so it helps me up. I'll leverage the void on the bed of somebody that's sick. And Tanya Nami Hochi, Hanichnas Labakwes Achilu, you go to Labakwes Achilu, somebody is Lo Yeshiv Lo Yagabi Mita. Now, Tayshiv says, we're talking about where the Achilu is on the floor. So you should not sit higher than the Achilu is himself. You should not sit on a Mita. Lo Yagabi Kisa, you shouldn't sit on a chair either. Ela Misatef, you should, like, where your talis or Misatef. They sit there covered, the Yoshev Lefonov, and sit in front of the Chaylam, of the Sheshchina Lamalam Rishoysa. Because the Shechina at the Yavish himself is in front of the Chaylam Shechaylam. Shenem of the Pasuk says, Hashem Yisodenu Lerish Davoy. The Yomar Rova, Omar Robin, Minayin Shekodesh Baruch Hu Zanes Chaylam, Hevna Akodesh Baruch himself, like feeds, takes care of the Chaylam. Shenem Hashem Yisodenu, Hashem helps us, Al Eresh Davoy, on the bed of the Chayla. So the kids said, if you daven for a Chayla in front of the Chayla, since the Shechina was there, then you could daven even Belashon Aramaic. Because like Kodesh Baruch Hu understands Aramaic, it's only when you're not in front of Hashem directly, then you have to have the Malchi Ashoras, then it shouldn't be Belashon Aramaic. See Rashi? The Shechina Imoi, V'yein HaMespalul Tzorach, She Yizdakul Kulei Malchi Ashoras, Lahachnis Tfilosa Lefnim Min HaPargun. You don't need the malachim to take the tefillah like upstairs in front of Hashem, because Hashem is right there in front of the chayla. Sayyid means Seimech. He helps the chayla. B'tshuvas kum kaychay. Come on. B'satis Rashi, me'emes ashchina. When you're in front of a gimavak chayla, you have to be the mamish emes ashchina. Ka'odem ha'yoshe b'ena. V'ein poinu l'tzodim. You don't turn on two sides. So, Taisa just says, first of all, lo yeshev agabi mita. So he says, if the chayla is low, you should not be sitting higher. You should not sit higher than the chayla's head. Because the Eibush of the Shechina is by the chayla's head, so it's not nice, you should be higher than that. That's the meaning though today, that the chayla is on the mitzvah, but on the locha, you are allowed to sit down. Because usually our chairs are like lower than the mitzvah, than the head of the chayla. So if you're sitting, that you're lower than the chayla, that's mutter. Now, the first halacha about Malchi Ashoris, the halacha is brought down, one thing is, when you daven b'yichidus, you should not daven b'loshen aramic. Now, some Rishonim learn loshen aramic is lav davka. It means any loshen achutz b'loshen HaKodesh. That Malchi Ashoris only listen to loshen HaKodesh. That's why metchilo, you should always daven in loshen HaKodesh, because then the malachim understand it. There are other shittus Rishonim and say, no, there's a Mishnah in Brocha that says, tefillah nemer b'chol loshen, mashmi milata daven in any loshen. I hear it said you shouldn't daven Lashon Aramaic. They learn Aramaic is Badavka. Only Lashon Aramaic, since it's a Gemara, the Lashon that the Malchi Asherah don't understand. And Allah has brought down like this Pshat, that you could be Samech to daven in English or in other Lashonis, that you could be Samech that the Malachim don't understand is only Lashon Aramaic. But Avadim et Chilu is always better to daven Lashon HaKodesh. Another Hezbo they bring down is that when you're davening Shimon Esrei B'tzibur, so B'tzibur also has the mile of the Shechina is there. Like standing and davening in front of Hashem. B'tzibur. So since the Shechina is there, then you are allowed to daven with Lashon Aramaic. That's one of that term that we could daven Brich Shemei, or else we say Yukapurkim, we say B'tzibur. Because you daven B'tzibur, the Shechina is there, it's like the din of the Chayla, that the Eibush should right in front, then you could use Lashon Aramaic. Halach is brought down, if you're davening B'chidus in your house, you shouldn't say Yukapurkim. Because the Yachid davening by himself, that zikha, this Gemara, you shouldn't daven b'loshen aramic. Because when you daven by yourself, then you need the Malchi Asher was to take the tefillah to Shemayim, and the Malchi Asher was either Toys the Estakash, it's Shemayim to say they don't understand Lashon Rami. You understand every single Lashon, the Shivim Lashonis, the Taimur, the Afilu Machshavah, the Shem Malchi Asher, the Taimur, the Afilu Machshavah, Shebelev Kolodim Yodim, his Malachim know all the Machshavah in the hearts, the Lashon Rami and Yodim, it's Shemayim to say the Malachim don't understand this Lashon. So some of the first want to say that why do they do understand it? But since it's a Lashon Megunah, it's not a nice Lashon Aramaic, they don't help you out with it. So the Malachim won't take the Tefillah up into Shemayim. Therefore, Yochir, when Davin's by himself, should not Davin Lashon Aramaic. That's Halacha. Otherwise, you could be Makel. The Davin in English, you could be Semich on the sheet there that only Aramaic you shouldn't Davin. But Shaken in English, you could. But about the Metchila, you should always Davin Lashon HaKodesh, because there are some shittas that learn that Aramaic is lav davkam. The any lashon achutz from lashon hakodesh, the Malach Hasheros don't help you out. So the only hefty you have is you daven b'minyan, where Hashem is there, or else you daven in front of a chayla. Then you could use any language you want. Because that was the lashon they spoke then, so they understood it. So that's why Chazal certain tefillos in Mitzakin in their language. It was their language that they spoke then. Right. So, Kopon by Chela, though, the Hashem is there, then he could give a Trila of Lashon Aramaic. Right, the Mishnah says, Lo Yikor Lor Haner. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to read in front of a candlelight. Says, right, when we spoke out here, you told me, last night, that the Mishnah also brings down, that our candles, that there's no Shiloh of Yetiyah. Even when it burns in the middle of the week, you never have a Shiloh of moving the wick towards you. Because our candles burn perfectly. You never have to move the wick, or you never have to clean off the wick. That will be mutter on Shabbos. Mishmur brings down a certain candle called Satrin. His time, he says that's mutter to use on Shabbos, because there's no Shiloh of Hetiyah. Even though the Mechaber says even a candle shall shava, made out of wax, there is a Shiloh that weren't made so good like our waxes. That wax, you had to sometime clean off the wick. Sometimes it was burning too much, the fire wasn't good. It will be a Shiloh, you'll have to cut the wick in half to make it burn better. But our candles, that we don't have these shilohs, would be mutter. So the Gemara's throwing with Magaya today would be either you use oil, you have a candle, you have an olive oil lamp, that on Shabbos you now let to read in front of that. Mishnah lo yikor lor haner. Omer Rabba, afilu gavoy yishtei koimis, even if it's twice your height. So really you'll never, the bust exera, that while you're reading the light won't be bright enough, we're afraid you go and pull the wick a little bit towards you, you'll be doing an issa mavir. You're making the wick burn better on Shabbos, that's an avmalacha mavir. So the chiddush is, even though the candle is twice your height above you, that there's no real gzeri you'll get there, that bottom made a light plug though. Once they ask it, you can't read in front of the air in front of you, no matter how high it is, it's still the gloy plug. We are filu stay madois, also with sheer how high it is. To madois, you're in the sheer two behemoths. We are filu asar batim, zu agazu. If you have a 10-story building and the nair is on the 10th floor and you're away in the bottom, but you want to use that nair to reach from, you're not allowed to on Shabbos. So the Gemara diik chatud lalikri. You can't read in front of the candlelight by yourself. For trei shapadomi, the master, if you have two people, then it's mutter, because we're not afraid you'll stop to put the wick towards you, because Shechava will remind you, will tell you it's Shabbos. But Rashi or trei shapadomi. If you come to be matted to pull the wick towards you, you have a friend next to you, he'll tell you, stop. So the more of a Tanya Kash, not in a Braisa, lo yechad lo shnayim, not one and not two can't read in front of a nair, in front of a candle, it's a stira. Amar Rabbi Elazar l'kasha, kan binyan echad, kan b'shnein yonim. If they're learning the same inyan, they're doing it together, then it's mutter. Because if one would go to move the candle, to move the nair, the other one would remind him. But they're learning two different in yonim, so what do I got to do with you? If you're learning your sugya, I'm learning my sugya. I'm mine here. If you don't like the light, we're afraid you'll come to move the light towards you, and your friend won't realize it. Rashi, b'shnein yonim means b'shtei pashoyis. Hoyo v'chol echad mayin li'atzmoy ein makad ha'maisi chaveroi. If you're learning your sugya, your blot here, so you don't see what your friend is doing over there, then it's also to read. Omer Rav Huna over Madura. If you have like a bonfire, a big fire, Madura, afilu asar b'nei adamos. Even if 10 people are there reading together, it's awesome. Trashi b'Madura, Madura is eish gedoyla, a big fire. Also, the hoyo v'yoshim rochek zemizeh, since it's a tremendous fire, you can sit far away. V'yoy shes novis oidim smuchim lehem. Since you have enough fire where you are, like enough light, you're not maki what your chaver is doing. So one person won't remind the other person, even 10 people in front is also. Omar Rova, im adam choshev hu mutter. If the person that's reading now is an adam choshev, that means even in the middle of the weekday, he's so choshev, he would not move the nair, play around with the wick, then it's mutter on Shabbos, because there's no zeri who'll come to move the wick. Let the Mishnah, we're afraid maybe you move the wick towards you. Omar Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, who he was not in Choshev, he said, Ani Ekra, I'm going to read, learn on Shabbos in front of this light. And I'm Zicha, me myself, I won't be Mata, I won't move the wick towards me on Shabbos. So at Gemara Pan Echot Korom, he was reading, learning. And he wanted, he missed him, by mistake, he wanted to move the nair towards him. Omar, so then he said, he realized, Kama gedolim divrechom, how choshev it is what the Mishnah says. Shayu oimrim lo yikor lor haner, that you should not read in front of the haner. And a person shouldn't say, Ich bin an odem choshev, to me it won't happen. No, no matter who you are, you have to be afraid, maybe you will move it. That's the stira. Before we're saying an odem choshev is mutter to read in front of the haner. We're not afraid to move it. And here we say we are afraid. Another pshan the maisa was, we have nasa noimer koro vihita. The maisa was this. Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha read on Shabbos, and Itaka moved the wick on Shabbos. The cost of Alton Kosin, he wrote it down in his book, in his pen, he wrote it down. Ani Yishmael ben Elisha, Karisi, I was reading on Shabbos, Vahitisi ner b'Shabbos, and I moved the wick, the ner, towards me on Shabbos. So he did a malach on Shabbos b'Shoigig, is the chur, dinis, mechurit of Inachatis. The Bisman is there, no base amigdish, what do we do? He wrote down in his pad that Likushayiv, the base amigdish, of Ichata Shemena. Like he's Machayiv himself, wrote it down, he should remember that Louis saw that when the base amigdish will come, the Shirk will be, there'll be a third base amigdish, I'm going to bring Ichata Shemena. But I call upon the Kashmir, you see, even an Adam Choshev should be also to do it. You see, even an Adam Choshev, we're afraid maybe he'll do it on Shabbos. And the one shot there, he did do it on Shabbos. And the Gemara is no Sira. Rabbi Abba, Shani Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, Hoyelu Meisim Atzmei Adivrei Terek Hedjit. Even though really he was a big Talmud Chacham, he was not in Choshev, but in Parvazich, he was a big Onav. He didn't hold himself like a Choshev, a person. When Negeah to learning, he did any little Meisim Hedjit possible. He said, if he felt he could learn better by making it strong a light, he would do it. As even in the middle of the weekdays, he was rogling, moving the nair towards him. So such a person doesn't have that to do on Shabbos. That Rabbi before said that on Shabbos, if you're an Adam Choshev, you're allowed to. I mean, an Adam Choshev, that even in the weekday, he would never go and move the nair. It's not his covet to move the nair. But Rabbi Elisha, even though he was a Choshev person, for him, in the middle of the weekday, he made himself like a hedjit. Abi was for learning Torah. Trashi. Muta likra israel haner, sheinu rogo lahatis nair b'chov afnech shivosei. A choshev person, even the weekday, never moves the nair. Him, it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. Right? So the Maratoni Chodah, one brayta says, Shamish, if you have somebody working for you in the house, boide koista sokorva star haner. He's allowed to check out the plates and the dishes or the cups to make sure they're clean. So you have to look inside, need the haner. There's no gzeir on him. He's allowed to check it out. The Tani, the other Brisa says, "Nein, lo yivdoik. You're not allowed to. There's the gzera. Maybe the Shamash will also move the nair towards him on Shabbos to have better light, and it'll be over Nissa." So the Stira, Mola Kasha, Kan b'Shamash Kavua. He has a steady. He's a steady waiter there. The steady Shamash there. Kan b'Shamash Sheni Kavua. So Rashi says in Santa Svarom, Shamash Kavua is Rashi lo yivdoik. He's not afraid. He's there Kavuist. He's not going to be. No, forget lo yivdoik. He should not be braiding. He's afraid of his rabbi. If he's going to serve him on a cup that's dirty, he'll be a big maguna for him. Therefore, he checks out the kli very well. If it's not going to be enough light, he'll come to move the candle to have better light. He says he has a job for once a week, he comes. So he doesn't care so much. What do I care if I don't do such a good job? I'm only Yahweh anyway. I'm not a kviyas here. Places are the Swarapufa kid. If you're a Kavuadika person, then you're rogue, you're not afraid he'll fire you, you don't check so good. But if you're on trial the first time, Shamash Dakara, like Kavuadika, then you do a very good job, you want to get yourself a good name. Rashi is not like that. If you kavua there, then you're afraid of Yodin. If you just come one time, you don't care so much. That's the teretz. Teretz says one is Mayim looks very carefully into the kaisis if they're clean, so then he needs good light. Yes, the gzera will come to move the light. One doesn't do such a good job, there's no gzera. Before you say Mohob Hob Shamish Kavua. No, both of them are kavuas. So like Rashi, it should be also both cases. There they're both Mayim very well. Lekasha. Hob the mashk, hob the nefta. Depends on how the oil is burning. If using nashkel, but the mashka means olive oil that burns well, then this exerio come to move the olive, to move the oil towards you, or the wick. However, the nafta nefta, the type of neft kerosene that smells very bad. So there is no exerio, you move it towards you. Like, since it's such a, it smells so bad, we're not afraid you're going to touch it on Shabbos. So that's mutter. But the kerosene lamp will be mutter to have hanor from the or on Shabbos. Not only have no, be mutter to read and do a double B in front of it, because not choshish, you move it. Shrashi b'denafto shumas riach, it smells very bad. They're mutter live their glory. They're allowed to do something in front of the orum. The loyosel hatas, we're not afraid to come to move the neft since it's so masriach. So tomorrow, new shayla. Iboy lihu, shamish shene kavua, a shamish that's not kavua, that before we said according to Rashi, is not mine so much, who is mutter. B'damash chamal, had let this last terrace that was saying, that oil is awesome, because there we're afraid you move it. But the nafta, by kerosene, we're not afraid. What about a shamash that's not kavua with olive oil? Are we afraid that he will move it or not? Mahu. Or marav halocha, that what it's mutter, we're not afraid he'll move it since he's ain't a kavua. Or if ain't murikane. If you ask a shayla barabim, you shouldn't pass him that it's mutter. Just if the yochid does it, it's mutter. That's a called halocha of ain't murikane. Rashi Alochi means the mutter, but if he ain't murikane b'rabin, he shouldn't pass on the rabin, shlei yizalzlu. Means even though Mikra Adin, there's no gzeir here, but it's not nice to mizalzlu, but it's a Shabbos, because if you tell him this is mutter, we're afraid not only will they do it this, they'll who Adin, they'll do it other cases also that we make them. Rav Yirmi b'rabin on my name, halacha murikane. Rav Yirmi held this mutter, mitchil and not tell people, that a shamash, shayna kavua, is no chash patiyah. Since he doesn't do such a good job, even with olive oil, we're not afraid he'll come to move the nair. So tomorrow, Reb Yirmi Bar Abba Ikloi Levei Rabasi. Reb Yirmi Bar Abba once went to visit on Shabbos Rabasi, Kom Shmaya, so Reb Yirmi Shamish was in front of him, Kabodik Lenhura. He was being Bodik in his Kaisais, in front of the candle, in front of the Nura, in front of the Ophaya, the Sharga. So, Lechura, it should be like Osa. How are you allowed to do it? Is Omuled the Vesuha, so Rav Asi's wife, said, Umala Yavad Hachish, no, my husband Rav Asi, he wouldn't do this. So how come you, Rav Yirmi, are doing this? Omalei, Shafka Krabi Sirilei. Leave him alone, Rav Yirmi, he holds like his Rebbe. As Rebbe held before Halachu Marintain. He yelled that, Ashamish Shaini Kavua, it's mutter, even though it's with the mash, even though it's with good oil, on Ashamish Shaini Kavua, there's no gzeira. Rashi Kom Shmaya, Rashi Reb Yimya, should have a Shamish Shene Kavua. He was a Shamish that was not Kavua though, the Beis Rabasi. If he was the one that went with and traveled with his Rabasi's house, he wasn't Kavua there. So Reb Yimya held its mutter. Of Rabasi's wife, Omula de Beisud Rabasi, Rabasi's wife told him, Rabasi, Mali Yavroch, you yourself don't do like that. He says, leave him, Karabi, and Reb Yimya, the Yom Halacha Marinkain. He's going to leave Reb Yimya sheet that holds Halacha Marinkain. He holds like that sheet. I can't stop him. He has a right to do it because there is such a psak like that. Yeah. But the Mishnah says, "Bemis omru hachazin roya heichna tinoikis kermi." That what the chazin could look on Shabbat, could read from the Sefer Torah. For the Markasha, for amrut reisha roya churatastira. It says it's author, and then it says it's mutter. Mishnah says. If a chazin roya, what do you mean lo yikora? It's a stira. Could the chazin read or can't he read? My love likrois, my love the reishim that says the chazin could see where the tinoikas are reading now in Shabbos. He's also allowed to look into the Sefer Torah and look means likrois. He's allowed to read there. Then the Sefer says, Abu Lai Yifri can't read the Sefer Torah. And the Gemara Loi, Lesade Rosh HaPashiyosef. And the Chalami, the Chazan means the Baal Korah. He comes into Shul Friday night, and there's light by the lamp. he's not allowed to go to read the parsha then, the chaz of the parsha. But he's not allowed to read in front of the Nair. That's what the Rashi says, you're allowed to, it only means to see the Rosh HaParsha Yosef. They just want to see where the parsha starts, or where Sheni, where Shlishi is. So that's not called an Iyin Godel. That's called you taking a fast look, there there's no chash Shema Yita. But if you want to mamish read the whole Sefer, that's also. The Genom of Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Abu Masad the Rosh HaParsha Yosef. He's allowed to take a fast glance just to see where you're supposed to start. The Kula Parsha Loi, but to relate the whole Parsha,